Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Clean Energy View Radio Show. Our podcasts are available on iTunes, Zune, and you can also visit our website at www.cleanenergyview.com. If you have any questions for our guests, there are many ways you can contact the show. You can post a question on our wall on Facebook, Skype us, or contact me directly at June Stoyer on Twitter. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at info@cleanenergyview.com. It has been almost a year since Superstorm Sandy devastated the New York area. Now more than ever, energy has become a key focal point, as well as the need for education and solutions that make sense. On today's show, David Winchester, the Chief Learning Officer of Clean Tech Rocks, is going to talk about the upcoming HOPOG Industrial Association-LI's 5th Annual Energy and Environmental Conference. The event will focus on three areas: to educate and inform Long Island businesses about the upcoming LIPA and PSE&G energy transition, to introduce student power and clean tech programs, and also to allow attendees to interact, network, and learn from each other. So I would like to welcome to the show David Winchester. Good afternoon, David, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
David, can you share a little bit about yourself and also explain to our audience what your organization, Clean Tech Rocks, does?
Okay, well, you know, I've been involved pretty active for the last 5 years full time. I came out of the IT business, and we did managed services, data centers, which is also an area where great amounts of energy are consumed. So basically, I've been involved with and engaged in trying to understand the category and then promote the category to businesses in Long Island as a point of economic development. And also, I work a lot with professionals in transition, people who want to break into the category, with students who also want to look at that as a career opportunity, to prepare them to walk the walk and talk the talk. There's great opportunity in the category, but it's not a category you can just go onto monster.com and find a position. You have to understand who the companies are, who are the players, what are the trends, where, if you want to stay in New York State, for example, then what's New York State doing to promote certain sectors like efficiencies and renewables and all that? And New York State, again, is really the leader in the country and the world relative to providing solutions, supporting workforce development, supporting research and development that we as New Yorkers can take advantage of. But as importantly, we can sell to New Jersey and Chicago and Beijing and not just buy from them. And one of the great assets that we have in New York State is we have some of the finest students on the planet. And those students have discovered that they can enter into the market of clean tech, and they can be an engineer or they can be an HR person, they can be a marketing person, they can be an accounting person. You don't have to be an engineer. And make a living and help save the earth. And I find that people who are turned on by the category and understand the category are highly motivated and have a great chance of breaking in and having a great career and contribute to their own lifestyle and families as well as the great state of New York and help solve some of the world's problems.
Thank you. Can you also talk about the Clean Tech Quick Start Program?
Okay. You know, that's been a primary area that I started off as like a volunteer. You know, I was addressing graduating classes from people who got laid off with the great 2008 meltdown. And money was provided to train them, give them additional training, for example, project management and things like that, which are, you know, kind of a horizontal solution to make it more competitive. And as I started talking to the class, my role as one of the business speakers was spoke about the wonder of the clean and green future and that, gee, there's lots of opportunities there for you. But you got to work it. You got to understand what's going on. You just can't be able to spell solar if you're going to get any kind of reaction. And because of that, kind of the people that I got coming up wanting to be on my committees, I decided, okay, well, I need to formalize the program. And that was really the foundation of creating the Quick Start program. And it's a learning program. It's not so much a teaching. We do some teaching, but we really serve what we consider the top percentile of professionals and students. And we know that they will be more powerful, more effective if they learn. We're not there to force feed them. For example, if they want to stay in New York State and read the New York State Energy Plan, which is a 100-page document and very interesting, and they write a paper just to assure that they, in fact, understood it. For them to get into the program, I made them read the Pew report, which talked about green jobs and green careers and, you know, what's happening across the state. And I had them do a PowerPoint before they could even get in. So I screened out those that would just think it was an easy ride, because it's not an easy ride. Put together a rigorous program. We put them in companies where they get to learn on the job, contribute to the success of that company, and benefit by being there. They work on shows and events. You know, when you're at a show and event, a conference for energy, well, what a target-rich audience that is. And young people and people in transition need to make relationships. They need to meet people. If they do a positive meeting, no one knows how it's going to turn out, where that person can take them. So that's been kind of the fundamental principles. Now, I'm scaling that up, and I'm changing it a little bit. I'm going to really make it a little bit more robust and more formalized, and really it's going to be a career readiness program designed for college students, juniors, seniors, graduate students, so that over a year's period, they are going to be able to participate and study and learn about the category, go to events, get to meet people, do work, so that when it comes time for them to actually start trying to find a position, they're already halfway there.
I think everything that you're doing is very exciting, especially since you're taking so much time to make sure that they really understand what is actually involved when it comes to putting together a business, when it comes to working according to any government regulations or any requirements, or even to take advantage of any incentives that the local government may be offering at the time. Your program gives them a very hands-on experience that they otherwise would not be able to have until they're deep into the workforce.
And they're not going to get into the clean tech workforce easily if they don't have that experience at any time. Okay, two things are happening. One, they can start a company. People do that. But as importantly, they need to become entrepreneurs. They're going to be joining a small company or a division that's in a fast growth mode. So they have to understand what it is to work in a team, and that their success and the company's success are now bound together. And the more they can do, the faster they learn, the more they can do, the more powerful they are, the more options they'll have, the more success they'll have within their activities, and a better life that they'll be able to enjoy. They have to become high performers. They have to do continuous learning. It's not our fault. That's the way of the world today. And clean tech, energy, of course, as you know, is the world's biggest business. And renewables and sustainability and energy efficiencies and water, these are all fast growth areas that consume vast amounts of energy and need to be, we need to be more economical with it. We need to use it wiser, and that's going to take human capital. Yeah, the technology is important, but who creates the technology? The people, right? We got some of the best and brightest people in New York State. From all over the world, they come here. And you know what? We don't want to lose them. We want to keep these best and brightest. They come from Asia or Europe or South America. They become great Americans.
The conference is actually being held at Stony Brook and will feature a tour of the Advanced Energy Research and Technology Center. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I can. That is a center of excellence for New York State. It's a New York State facility located on Stony Brook University. And what it is, it's a collaborative organization that tries to bring in and do partnerships with other universities, colleges, and businesses across New York State. It's a platinum building. It was one of the first platinum buildings in New York State. It's state-of-the-art. And there's a lot of cool things happening there. We are lucky here on Long Island, especially, to have a facility like that here. It's Stony Brook University, also one of the greatest research universities on the planet. Brookhaven National Laboratories, of all these things, are cooking together. So you have emerging companies that come out of this area and are being supported in doing, you know, activities with other students, with the faculty, with the researchers. And so a lot of magic is happening. So we're quite proud to be able to bring everybody over, take a look, and see what's going on. And hopefully some of the people that will come and look will maybe someday become tenants or at least become participants with companies and activities that are going on around the area of energy here in Long Island at Stony Brook University.
Thank you. David, can you talk about some of the speakers as well as the keynotes?
Well, we have a number of programs going on. And in the morning, we're going to have the president from PSE&G that's taking over the contract from National Grid. We also have the chief operating officer from LIPA. This is the first time that they're really publicly speaking, okay? And I can assure everybody that all things considered, the transition is going very well, okay? And PSE&G has got a lot to bring to the party, which is very good. We have a luncheon program that's being hosted by Trinity Solar, which is a pretty large solar company, and going to talk about some of the things that are happening in the commercial side. I mean, that's pretty much our focus. The HIALI is really an industrial association, and most members, which we have almost 1,000, are business owners. So we're not so much engaged with the residential, we're engaged with the commercial, so that's pretty exciting. And there'll be some seminars in between the two programs. And then at 2 o'clock, they have a program going on that I'm kind of putting together, and that's called Student Power for Clean Tech, an Economic Driver for New York State. What we've done here, even though it's located on Stony Brook, this is not a Stony Brook event per se. We've rented their venue, and we've invited college and university students from across Long Island that are interested in learning more about clean tech to come. So we expect to have a couple hundred bright and smart students there that are interested in this category, and I've also invited about 35 professionals from utilities, from government, associations, business, that will be in the room, and their purpose in that room is just to be there and talk to students and let students know that, hey, this is a great career opportunity. Go Google clean tech, all right? Go find how your interests and skills can be applied because this is worth looking at. This is a fast-growing area. So we think that the program that's being done at 2 o'clock, you know, again, a student program, primarily aimed, it's all aimed at students, it's going to be a great success, and we think it's a model to bring students in other regions together. And even more to continue this on Long Island, because again, a student who's interested in this category or wants to know more passionate, they just get out of their way. They made a home run.
I think especially after the impact of Superstorm Sandy, there are a lot of young people, as well as small business owners and other concerned people that want to get more involved, and I think this conference is a fantastic opportunity to do just that. David, could you share with our audience the website so that people can purchase tickets and attend the event?
Okay. Basically, the except for the breakfast and lunch, the event is free. You just need to go register online. You need to go to www.hia-li.org. And you can go to the event section. You'll see the event and just register. Now, again, what we have here, we'll have a mixture of kinds of people. There will be, you know, people interested in all sectors of clean tech and those that are concerned about and are participating in the recovery from Superstorm Sandy and are also planning how do we recognize ourselves so that when the next storm hits, which of course it will, we are better prepared. We are stronger. We are safer. And remember, some of the solutions and know-how that's developed to make ourselves stronger here on Long Island are valuable points of knowledge that can be part of a business on the same kinds of know-how to New Jersey and other places. So a lot of wonderful things are happening in this area, although probably not as fast as we all would like. But I can assure you, June, that more things are going on than most people are aware of. It's really quite astounding the positive things that are happening across New York State in every sector.
David, it is such an exciting time to be in New York and to take advantage of all these opportunities to get more involved, whether you're a citizen, a business owner, or an educator. Thank you so much for your time. It has been wonderful learning about your upcoming conference, and I look forward to seeing you there.
We look forward to having you, and of course we hope that as many of your listeners that have the time and the interest, come down and join us.
And folks, thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to register for the event, please visit www.hia-li.org, or you can visit www.theorganicview.com. This has been June Stoyer with the Clean Energy View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, everyone.